Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday podcasty, happy birthday to you.
Listeners, I did not know he was going to do that, but that was fantastic. I loved every second of it.
So it's 3 years since we started the podcast, 6th of October 2020. So, wow, that is so incredible. And today, this is a short episode for us just to go through the most interesting, I would say funny stats of our podcast, the one we could find. So yeah, go. It's as usual, it's me, Franck Contrepoix. I'm a really good friend.
Stephen Old. And where are we going to start? We were going to start with the first episode. Like, these are little fun facts, right? And this is one you found, but it's absolutely true. In the first episode, we had longer intro music. So a friend of ours called Luke, he created both versions of it. So we had a shortened one for the end, a long one for the beginning. And he just did it overnight in his spare time for us, because he loved doing this stuff. He used to give lightning talks on sound and recording stuff to me. It was always really interesting. He was a great dev as well. Top guy. But Alida, our friend, gave us one piece of feedback from the first episode. She said, I love it, but the intro music's a bit long. And I was just like, oh, we'll just use the outro music as the intro music. And we have ever since.
Yes, and it works nicely. I really like it.
Yeah.
Second fact, our first interview was with a colleague of ours, John Bryant, who did. And by the way, yes, that reminds me also, because sometime we were at the beginning, we were doing lots of and I remember that Steve was correcting every single one. So yeah, probably better quality at the beginning.
Yeah, it used to take twice as long to edit the podcast than it did to do the podcast. And now we don't really edit the podcast. It says maybe we've got better, or maybe our standards have got worse.
That's what I said. I think it's there is the lazy, it's half and half in there. So yeah, John B was the first person, and he was talking to us about his vision of what was going to be next year, about CPUs in particular. We would have to go and check what happened, but yeah, there were the releases.
I think he got most of it right. And I remember who else we had Dario on an early episode.
Yes.
And I mean, that was, we're relatively technical, right? But we don't claim to be too technical. That was a technical call, right? Because he'd taken something that was already serverless and made it 10 times faster and 10 times cheaper. And I was just like, yeah,
fine. It was moving from Python to Go.
Anyway. Bless him. I think one of my big memories was the free tier game that we did for AWS, that we keep talking about doing one for Azure and GCP. We keep trying to get a guest on to help us with those people. And actually, we've got some lined up who are willing to do it. We just never get round to it. And it was one of the most fun things we did. And we came up with, I think this was for the 12-month free, I think we could do it on, a smart cat flap, which would stop my cat Sunny bringing in mice. But he still regularly brings me mice. So that
hasn't
been
implemented, the thing.
Not even started. Not even creating an account for it.
So yeah, I remember that was fun, because you said the cat flap is fantastic, but if he could detect with AI that he has something in his mouth and stop it and not allowing it to enter, would be so cool.
Oh my goodness. I can see. Game changing. We get like 3 a week he brings in. At this time of year,
I can perfectly see the interrogation mark on the cat, you know, trying to enter and smashing his head against the flap.
Yeah. And but do you know what he'd do? He wouldn't stop trying. He'd just meow loudly. and I think there's something else is wrong with the world. But, you know, there we go.
We had something that were incredible. So the first volunteer for an interview was Web Brown from Cubicast. And I remember being shocked when I received an email, would you like to interview? And I was like, we're famous.
It made us realize people actually listened, and it wasn't just us two doing it for the sake of it and people listening. And he was brilliant. He has such a great voice, doesn't he, Web?
Yes, and he's very nice person, very tall, but when you see him every time, it's a pleasure to talk to him. Absolutely fantastic.
And I would say now, we get a lot of requests now. I'd say a couple of months, and it's always a challenge for us, isn't it, to know whether to bring people on. And we ask them to come up with a topic that we think people find interesting, because we're really conscious to not have people just come on and talk about their tool. And the great thing about Web was that they had the open source stuff. which we could openly talk about, and all the all his background, and it's still going project. Strong, right? Yeah, still going.
Oh yes, last year I think we sponsored reInvent, and we were close to Kubikost also booth. So it's always fun. Next one, so it's a funny one. So we've had an interview with Mark Butcher. So Mark Butcher is the expert on sustainability, and I think related to FinOps. He's also the guy that organizes the London FinOps events and meetups. Yep. Absolutely brilliant guy. And we usually have a 5 to 15 minutes pre-chat about with interviews. And that one lasted, I think, an hour. And I always still regret not recording it. He was totally on fire. He's passionate about sustainability, and you could feel it in every question. There are lots of things would have had to cut.
Yes. The great thing about that pre-call as well is, like, we know a bit about sustainability, nothing compared to Mark, right? Yes. And we learned so much on the prep call that actually on the real recording, we actually were able to converse with him better because he just taught us so much. He's just so passionate about it. And, we learned all sorts. But what thing I struggled with was remembering what he'd said this time, what I wanted to get that we'd been on the prep call. And we've talked about recording prep calls since and, like, doing a funniest cut of the prep calls because we do have some great ones. And next one, September 2021, the news episode. And now we do a news and interview every month. I think we'd started them, but that was the latest one we ever did. It's the worst for timing. We released it at the end of November. And across a week, we recorded September's, October's, and November's, all which were released within a week because we'd fallen behind because of holidays and workload and stuff like that. So apologies for that, but, better late than never.
And that's where we missed our first podcast birthday, really.
Yes.
We were not really there. So next is in April 2023, we had Dina Solis talking about women in FinOps, and that was probably the most, I would say, emotional interview. Yeah. On once it was an interview which had a plan and it went completely not there. Yeah. And it was probably one of the best interviews. And so really interesting. If you want to listen to one interview that is related to FinOps, but yet related more to humans, to person, to a great person, just listen to that one. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, top lady. And what great fun to meet at FinOpsX this year as well. Yes. She is just as you'd imagine her to be. She's like the brightest, bubbliest person in the room. And it was great to meet her properly. And we don't overly prep for the interviews and stuff. I think we had like 3 or 4 questions. I don't think we got to question 2. Because she just had us captivated, and we just had to ask questions about things she was talking about, and she was just brilliant, brilliant. July 2023 was our first live recording that we did, as in with just a bunch of people in one room, because me and Frank have never actually recorded the podcast in the same room, I don't think, even when we worked in the same office. We used to do it when we were at home. And we had 4 people in San Diego with us. We had us two, plus we had Marek Hughes and Steph Gooch, 2 absolute colossus of the FinOps world and brilliant people and great friends of ourselves and the show. And I think we even had Smithy, our mutual friend, listening in and just laughing in the background. Again, we were deciding the topic as we walked across, do it. And we decided, where does FinOps start? And that's all we had. And the rest, it just went.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And I admit, I had got my sound gear with 4 microphones, all the cabling across to San Diego from London. I really wanted to use it. So I was super happy. Yes. So I was super happy to be able to have all those things set up. It was, for me, it was also, yoo-hoo. Oh, gosh. What's next? What's next? We use a shared, just a small info. We use a shared Google Doc for all the information. So every month, it's something that I go through all the AWS stuff and try to find anything related to anything of the news related to costs, etc. Stephen deep dive into the Azure and Google, and it seemed that they're horrible to do. So
no, Microsoft's got better, hasn't it? Microsoft's got better. Although they missed it in fact, I haven't checked.
Month it was 4-4. So
yeah, well, yeah, it wasn't there. Someone was on holiday, weren't they? So it was painful last month. But yeah, no, it is a bit. We used to both try to do all of it. Now we kind of split it that way because you get good access to the AWS stuff.
So we go through. We've selected the categories, and then the day of the recording, we just go. We put Frank Sting, Frank Steve, Frank, and oh no, the same one. We'll put two Franks, two Steve.
Yeah.
So it's just done on the 5 minutes before recording. Then we start. We open all the tabs.
Yeah.
We have a look at everything, and then we go through it. And sometimes I still don't remember exactly what I'm supposed to talk about. I admit.
Yeah. So, but that's why quite often I do more AWS, more Azure GCP ones, because I've already read the article to decide whether it's worthwhile and vice versa.
Yes. Right?
So you might have seen over the last little while that has happened more, hasn't it, where I'm picking up more of the Microsoft ones and the Google ones. And now we are generally sharing the links to that in the transcripts, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The next one is we often read the articles just before recording, or at least I've only just glanced them. The next one, I think that's a really good point. And you know, people ask us, how we started or why we do the podcast. In the FinOps world, I used to do this for the main cloud world transformation stuff, certainly the DevOps piece, right? And I used to read a load of articles every week or every month, and then I'd share a load of LinkedIn. And that's kind of how I've always started. And I still do that to an extent, although I'm not as good at keeping up with it. But to keep on top of our game, me and Frank were both doing this, and it's a bit of a chore. It's not a lie. It's a bit of a chore to do. And we wanted to make it more fun, and we worked at the company together, and I left, and we wanted to keep in touch.
Yep.
And so this is a great way of just two real friends, real life friends,
yep.
Spending time together and it being useful for our personal and our professional careers as well.
And it keeps me updated on the news. Oh, yeah. And also I'm an AWS ambassador. I need to create content related to AWS, and that also helps. It's a fun chat with friends on topic we care about, and it's useful for other things. But yeah, I'm really proud when I can say, oh, this was released last 2 months.
Yeah. And it's interesting, right? Because the FinOps world is very widespread. You know, there isn't really an epicenter of it. There is still new. I mean, we had a great event in London, which I gave a talk to, which had like 170. You know, it was mad, wasn't it? It was very busy. But that's pretty rare. And so it also has helped us get to know more people around the world that are doing the same thing, and I see things the same as different as us that we can learn from. And it's been great for that as well. I would have never have met Webb if he hadn't have asked to do the podcast, stuff like that.
Yes.
It's been good for that.
And we had lots of great, other great interviews. So yeah, have a look at the interviews, search for the interviews, listeners. But yeah, the last thing which I've put, which is personal, which was quite just on the fun, is I always get the DB stuff.
Oh yeah.
And so for you, that eventually I've talked with me, I'm specialized in DB as for my graduate. I just love my data. I just love my DBs. I just love my graphs. So roughly every DB stuff I love. So that's why I end up doing all the DB, most of the DB news as, it's just, so yeah, if you want to talk with me about graphs and how you represent data and queries, no problem. Just block me, red glasses, you're done.
Absolutely. This isn't a little fun fact we've not put in there. Our logo, the FinOps guys logo.
Oh, yes.
I wear blue glasses, Frank wears red glasses, and that's what the piece in the logo is. It's our glasses and Frank's smile because he's always so happy.
The one laughing.
Yeah.
Come on. You're not.
I like to come across grumpy, though. It's useful. The other little Easter egg is, well, there's two. Firstly, if Frank ever sees anything to do with Manchester, which I live near, Frank always puts it in for us to talk about in the miscellaneous. But also, my favorite AWS service, Frank, is what?
It's ground station.
Ground station. Controlling satellites. Or taking data from satellites. And we kind of even worked on some stuff, or, you know, it didn't get very far, where we were talking to organizations about it. And so it's always been one I'm like, one day I'll get to use that, and still never have. We've had conversations. So we also often bring up any ground station related news if it's on there.
Yes. Just there is no free tier on that one.
No. But that's just to please me, that one. Oh, sorry, frog in my throat.
So yeah, anything, like there is a new region, Manchester, anything Manchester is going to be included into the podcast. Anything Ground Station, there are not many news around Ground Station. I don't even know if it's still there.
They say they've never deprecated the service. Let me look.
Well, they never deprecate service, is true, or better. Yeah, they've did now for the first time. They've removed an EC2 instance, the first EC2 instance. Because no one's using them, and I think it's fair enough.
AWS Ground Station is a fully managed service that lets you control satellite communications, process data, and scale your operations without having to worry about building or managing your own ground station infrastructure. Boom, still there on the website.
Perfect. Being now you fantastic. Just need satellites.
Yeah, I mean, that's a minor that's a minor part, right? You can rent parts of satellites. I'm sure it's not too expensive. Maybe I could use it to help with the whole mouse situation.
That'd be cool. Following Sonny through satellites.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't go as far anymore. He's definitely chilled out. His main aim is, like, as soon as my dad comes around, to find his way onto my dad's knee. I don't know what it is. Just obsessed with him. There we go. There were all the fun facts I had.
And yes, me too. So thank you, listeners. Thank you for being with us maybe for 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 1 month. Maybe that's the first episode. Just start now. It's brilliant. We're going to continue. We're really enjoying that. So,
and yeah, look out for some really good interview episodes coming up. We've got a few which we think are going to be really fun. One with a long-term friend of the show that we've been trying to get on for like 2 years, but never have. Yes. And also with a fellow... a friend of ours from FinOpsX who's a bit of a rock star, so they'll be coming out in the next month or so.
Thank you, everyone. Have a fantastic rest of your day, week, month, etc., etc. And
final.
One fact. Yes.
Yeah, it's Seb's birthday on the same day. Yes. My son's birthday. So the podcast turns 3 on October the 6th, and Seb turns 2 on October the 6th.
There we go.
And I am in the middle of baking his birthday cake. So that's what I'm going to go and do now. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.